Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
What's going on, everybody? It is Tom Rowland Podcast, and this is How To Tuesday, brought to you by Danco. Today we're talking about fly fishing, fly lines in particular, how to make the best connection between your fly line and either your backing or your leader. And so many lines will come with a loop on the end. Sometimes you'll find one that does not, or your line could get cut, or something else could happen to it to where you do not have the loop on the end. And so I'm gonna show you today exactly how you would do that yourself by what's called whipping a loop in the fly line. We're gonna do this with nail knots. And if you want to tie the best nail knots, there is an incredibly cheap and incredibly efficient tool. This is called the Tie Fast Knot Tier. It's a nail knot tying tool. And even though I could probably tie a nail knot without it, I don't really want to. This thing is gold. Every fly fisherman, anybody tying a nail knot for any reason, might want to invest in one of these tools. They're very cheap, very inexpensive, but very, very efficient. So when you're gonna whip a loop in the fly line, you need the fly line, you need the Tie Fast Knot Tier, and I like to do it with 20 pound monofilament or fluorocarbon. Today we're gonna use the Daiwa J Fluoro, and we're going to just pull off a nice piece of that. We will just turn the fly line over, so you'll create your loop like that, and you'll have your Tie Fast Knot Tier, and you're gonna put that right in the knot tier like that. And then the knot tier has a little tool right here for your thumb. Your thumb goes right on top of that. And now you have the loop in there. So next, you're gonna take your piece of monofilament, you're gonna leave extra on both ends, and I'm gonna put that right under and pinch it with my thumb. Okay? So now that is gonna come down right into the Tie Fast Knot Tier, this little gap right here. And I'm going to start wrapping backwards towards my thumb. One, two, you can do it as many times as you want. Seven or eight, nine times. And this is why you wanna keep extra on both ends here. Now I'm gonna put my finger right on the edge of it and go up to the tag end here. And I'm gonna put it right through this open gap that the Tie Fast Knot Tier leaves. And it is very convenient, okay? So now I have it pinched with my thumb and I have the extra over here and I just use my finger to start to get it to roll down and I'll pull it right off of the knot tier and it will form a perfect nail knot right there. And the reason I left some on the other end is so that I can actually tie it down. If you don't have enough here, you'll kind of be sorry. So I will pull it around my hands like this and pull down tight. And you get a perfect nail knot every time. Okay, so I want enough to where I can wrap it around my fingers on both sides. And that is basically your loop. What I like to do is tie another one, so I'll show you how to do it again. I'll cut the tag end off the other side. So if we wanted to see this done again, what we'll do is we're gonna tie another nail knot just below this one. So there's one, and I'll tie a double, put two nail knots on this loop. So I put the whole loop through there, pinch right there, take my 20 pound, pinch it on my thumb, put it in the little gauge there and wrap it without going over itself seven, eight, nine times, how many ever you want. Put your finger on the edge. Run the line back through the knot tier. And it will just pull right off and make a perfect Nail knot. If I want it real close, I can leave it there. I'm gonna pull it back just a little bit and leave a gap between the two. A little safety measure. So now I have two nail knots that form the loop. Just trim off the pieces, the tag ends. And then I'm also going to trim the fly line very close. Very close right there. You want a smooth connection. Okay. So now you have a loop. One nail knot, two nail knots. Some people might put three. That's overkill, I think. So now we're going to test it and see how strong it is. So the loop that I created broke at 39.81 pounds, which is a little disappointing. I thought it would be a little stronger, but it slipped out. The loop actually slipped out of the nail knots. So 39.81 pounds is certainly more pressure than we're going to put on a tarpon when we're using 20 pound class tippet. So turns out that it's strong enough and it's a good connection, but I was disappointed at how it pulled out. Some people fish for other fish with much heavier line like arapaima. I know that's an issue. People are trying to use the heaviest fly line that they can, so the strongest possible connection would be interesting for them. But for tarpon, this is enough. If you want to see how this knot compares to all the other knots that we test on the Tom Rowland Podcast, you can go to TomRowlandPodcast.com and you can download the free knot guide that shows you all of the breaking strengths of all the knots we've tied, and then you can pick the knot that you want to tie for whatever breaking strength you're looking for. You can find the best knot. All right, that's it for today. We'll see you next week.